Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully everyone had a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. Plenty of time to be outdoors, spend a little time with friends and family, and hopefully no one was too hard hit by any of the storms and rain that headed through the area this past weekend. If the wet weather kept you out of your garden and some of the yard work you were hoping to get done over the weekend, don't worry. Plenty of time left in the fall to do that. Our article this week from the ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists reminds us that there's still plenty of time left, and in fact, often the ideal time to do many of the tasks that we like to do around the yard and garden to keep things beautiful and make those little additions we've been meaning to get done all summer. First of all, planting a tree is a great time of the year to do that. From mid-August all the way through the month of September is an excellent time to plant evergreen trees. You do want to be done by about the first half of October, however, as evergreens planted in late October or November may not have adequate time to become established before the onset of winter and may have trouble overwintering if they're planted any time in the second half of October or later. As for deciduous trees and shrubs, those can be planted any time from August through early November with minimal cause for worry, although, again, probably best to get them planted earlier in the season to ensure that you don't run into an early frost or something that cuts off your window for planting. If you do plan to plant a tree anytime this fall, remember that you need to water those newly planted trees every day for 3 or 4 days following their planting, and then gradually reduce the frequency of the watering after that time period. When you're watering, you want to slowly apply water to the root ball area and the surrounding soil. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days, assuming there is less than an inch of rain in any given week, should be sufficient once you get 3 to 4 weeks out from planting, and continue watering those newly planted trees until the ground freezes. If you're wanting to plant perennial flowers in your yard, you still have time to do that as well. Late summer and early fall is an excellent time to plant many perennials. It's also a good time to move or divide perennials such as peonies, daylilies, garden phlox, and oriental poppy. Many perennials planted in late summer or early fall will do very well as long as they're mulched with several inches of straw, pine needles, or other materials in late fall as colder winter weather begins to set in. This mulching will help prevent the repeated freeze-thaw cycle in the soil that may heave these newly planted plants out of the ground. Drying of the exposed crowns and roots can cause severe damage or death if the plant does get heaved out of the ground or moved around in the ground too much. So that mulching is an essential step, especially if you plant those later in the fall and they don't have time to get a good root system established. Grass seed is another thing that is very good to plant this time of year. Especially with the wet summer, if you haven't had time to get that lawn overseeded or reseeded, or if you're trying to establish a new lawn. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time to sow new lawns and overseed existing lawns in Iowa. This late summer seeding has several advantages over spring seeding. The seeds of cool season grasses will germinate quickly in the warm soil of late summer, and then the warm days and cool nights will promote rapid grass growth of most turf grass varieties. The growing grass will also have less competition from weeds, as there are fewer weed seeds that germinate in the fall. Tulips and daffodils or many other bulbs should be planted in late September through October. So if you have not got those on order, now is a good time to do that. So you're ready once that late September, early October weather hits. Tulips, daffodils, and many other spring flowering bulbs can be planted in October. The bulbs should be planted in groups or clusters to achieve maximum visual impact. Bulbs can be planted individually or in single rows, but are generally not as effective for color or variety when they come up in the spring. Spring flowering bulbs can be planted as late as December as long as the ground is not frozen, and they should still come up just fine the next spring. If you're looking to still get some food crops planted in your garden, that's still an option. If you're looking for a fall crop, you still can plant leaf lettuces and spinach through mid to late August or even early September. Radishes can be planted from mid-August all the way through mid-September. And if you're looking to have some flavorful foods next spring, October is the best time to plant garlic in Iowa. If you're planning to plant garlic in Iowa, you want to plant those cloves an inch deep with the pointed side up to prevent injury during the winter. Cover the garlic with about 4 to 6 inch layer of weed-free straw. In early spring, move the straw to between the rows and allow the garlic foliage to emerge. If you're planting those leaf lettuce and spinach crops or radishes, those should come up well again in the warm days and cool nights that we have this time of year. The heat from the summer that causes them to bolt should be mostly past, so they should do fairly well. And you can harvest those all the way up until they frost kill in late fall. If you are interested in learning more about trees, specifically the ash tree and alternatives to the ash tree, I want to remind folks quickly that coming up tomorrow, Thursday, September 4th, we are hosting the final session of our summer garden webinars. Our session tomorrow will be titled Ash Alternatives, and one of our Extension Campus Horticulture Specialists will be discussing alternative trees to plant if you have ash trees on your property, or if you were hoping to plant an ash tree, as that is no longer advisable due to the rapid spread of the emerald ash borer across Iowa in the recent months. Multiple options for replacing ash trees or planting alternatives will be discussed tomorrow evening at the Cass County Extension Office. This is a free webinar, starts at 6:30 p.m. and goes till about 8 or 8:30 p.m. There is no pre-registration required, no cost to attend. You do not need to be a master gardener, or you do not need to have attended any of the previous sessions. However, if you'd like to give us a call at the Extension Office and let us know you're coming, we will make sure to save you a seat. That number, 712-243-1132. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you join us for the final summer garden webinar, free, tomorrow evening, September 4th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office. Also, a reminder for anyone who is interested in taking the Master Gardener classes, those do begin next week, the 9th of September, and run Tuesday evenings through the 4th of November. More information on the Master Gardener program is available at our office, on our website, or by giving us a call. We'll help you out with that. The deadline to register is today. So make sure if you're interested in the Master Gardener classes, give us a call, let us know you're interested, and we will get you all the information to get you signed up. So find us online, give us a call, 243-1132. Stop in the office at 805 West 10th Street for more information. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.